Is President Donald Trump's grip on the Republican Party starting to weaken? That he reversed course to endorse Tuesday's expected House vote to release the Epstein files suggests so. And don't miss our story from Gaza today. Rada Abdul Fattah reports on a music teacher nurturing awe in children living in the rubble of war. Using salvaged instruments or improvising guitars and flutes from trash, Ahmed Abdu Amsha leads his students in harmonies below the incessant buzz of drones, a constant reminder of the conflict beyond his tent walls. "We will not cancel the music," he tells his students. "We will sing with the drone." It's Tuesday, November 18th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Sophie Hills. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. A special tribunal sentenced Sheikh Hasina, the ousted Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and one of her close aides to death on charges of crimes against humanity for a crackdown on a student uprising last year that killed hundreds of people and led to the toppling of her 15-year rule. Both Ms. Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan fled to India last year and were sentenced in absentia by the International Crimes Tribunal. Ms. Hasina says the charges are unjustified, arguing that she and Mr. Khan acted in good faith and were trying to minimize the loss of life. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman begins a visit to Washington Tuesday in which the Saudi leader is looking to seal a formal security pact with the United States. While the White House is pushing for a Saudi-Israeli normalization deal, the Israeli government's ongoing rejection of any steps toward Palestinian statehood means the Saudi ruler is likely to achieve some of his security goals without joining the Abraham Accords. Also, Ecuadorians voted against the return of foreign military bases in a referendum on November 16th, dealing a blow to President Daniel Noboa, who has said international cooperation of this kind is key to fighting transnational organized crime. The country banned foreign military bases in 2008, but Mr. Noboa met last month with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem for a tour of a base that could possibly host U.S. troops. "We will continue to fight tirelessly for the country you deserve," Mr. Noboa posted on X. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The House is set to pass a bill calling to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. President Donald Trump's last-minute support helps mask the first major rebuke of the president in the House since he returned to office in January. This comes amid other challenges facing Mr. Trump and Republicans. Cameron Joseph and Story Hinckley report for The Monitor. In Gaza, war is a constant soundtrack. Music teacher Ahmed Abu Amsha teaches his students to sing above it. Rada Abdul Fattah reports from Deir al-Bala, Gaza Strip, for The Monitor. China has reacted furiously to the Japanese Prime Minister's warning that Tokyo would consider any attack on Taiwan as a survival-threatening situation. To Beijing, that is interference in its domestic affairs. To Japan, it is a precautionary statement of principle. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for The Monitor. The U.S. Border Patrol is playing a leading role in immigration enforcement activities far from U.S. borders. Critics say the agent's borderland ethos results in overly aggressive tactics in urban centers, while the agency proclaims it is protecting Americans. Sarah Matusik and Victoria Hoffman report for The Monitor. Ahead of the country's 250th anniversary, iconic documentarian Ken Burns centers the world-changing events of July 4, 1776, in his latest project, The American Revolution. Ken Makin writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on what Mexicans demand and deserve. Coordinated weekend protests in Mexico's capital and other cities were organized through social media tools popular among young people around the world. But labeling them Gen Z protests, akin to recent ones in Asia and Africa, would miss the significance of this movement and this moment for all Mexicans. In fact, the estimated 17,000 citizens who marched in Mexico City on Saturday represented a cross-section of Mexican society. The multi-generational march was sparked by outrage over the recent killings of Carlos Monceau, a popular tough-on-crime mayor, and Bernardo Bravo, head of a citrus growers association. Spontaneous demonstrations first broke out in the two men's home state of Michoacán, which has been mired in cartel-linked violence for years. This reaction, organic and honest, fed up with the security situation, is something new, David Mora, an analyst at the International Crisis Group, told CNN. It hints at a groundswell in public demand for a better democracy that ensures honest, effective government and basic safety. As cartel-linked collusion and violence have infiltrated Mexico's institutions over the decades, political leaders have alternated between militarized crackdowns and hands-off approaches. Meanwhile, what ordinary Mexicans want is less corruption and more responsiveness. President Claudia Sheinbaum, in office just over a year, has made some headway. This year, Mexico has imprisoned or extradited numerous drug kingpins, partly in response to pressure from the United States. At the same time, Security Minister Omar Garcia Harfuch is rebuilding a civilian police force, tracing dirty money, and coordinating local and national crime data and responses. The government recently claimed a 32% decrease in the national murder rate. Other analyses put it at a more modest 14% decline. Either way, this statistic is moving in the right direction, but it still points to what some experts estimate will be approximately 24,000 murders this year. Another factor that might support Mexico's progress on violent crime is newfound cooperation from the U.S. According to official and independent data, up to 75% of weapons seized in Mexico flow in from the U.S. In September, the two countries announced Mission Firewall, an initiative to improve interdiction of firearms. Such coordination and sustained efforts, rather than high-profile drug busts or political pronouncements, can effectively chip away at the economic and cultural pillars that support cartels and narco-violence. According to respected historian and author Enrique Krause, Mexicans deserve more than populist or authoritarian promises of change. Instead, as he told the National Review a few years ago, they deserve the slow, difficult building of a democracy. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we recognize ourselves to be as eternal as our Maker, we find that we're always free to be active. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.